Begin the current and final daf from Sachs by the Zara daf I involve. Begin on base. Give him test master. Begin the Gemara Hasak and Shafa. The knife you scrape. The noitz as a pum bakarka and you stick it 10 times in the ground, as our Gemara says. Now, Bishama comes shalish pum. Bishama says actually 3 times. Mashma, it sounds like the hachalab davke as a pum. Sounds like that's not necessarily 10 times. Miu, the Kamila Kamam, from the fact that the Gemara brings later on the story, Dots as a pum bakarka, that the Shabur Malka stuck it into the ground 10 times. Actually, Mashma, it sounds like that actually the davke kama, that actually was specifically that way. And one should be stringent that actually do it 10 times. Next test matter begins the Gemara. Amar Rav Hun Beredi Rishua says, "V'lechol batzainen." That's only if you're going to eat cold with it. Perash Rashi explains, "V'lechol barisech." But if you're going to eat hot with it, then by hagala, then actually the knife would require actually hagala, kashering with boiling hot water. Chemash b'sachem. That sounds like b'sachem naflam and beis. The comment that the Gemara says, "Gabi sikinet the pischa," regarding the knives that you want to use for Pesach. V'lechol seid v'id b'reischin, and halacha is both them are with hot pidish. Kataya farzalaya. That's both for the blade and for the handle that you have to kasher with hagala. Avakasha, but it's difficult. It is the perikam the chul in the first perikam of chesma bay. He's come. The Gemara says, "Gabesakin shalav bikachavim by the knife of a non-Jew malam the ba'ur." You have to do liban. You have to heat it in fire. Mashmasan the tzricha liban. It's not enough for the hagala. You have to actually do liban. Mechim toysef to tanya. We learn the brayis asakin b'shavud ma'askala that not only the spit and the griddle, but also a knife. You laban ba'ur that you have to do liban in the fire. Kachnir, the rather, therefore it seems, Bavadi, most definitely lachtach bariseach, that to cut something hot with it, tzricha liban. Yeah, you have to do liban. But the besachim, this in the Gemara besachim, the mashma, it sounds like the sake, but reischim, that's enough with boiling hot water, meaning hagala. Hain lefisha bala had teir, that's because it absorbed something permitted. And that's what you have to kasha. But regarding knives of non-Jews, the bali yisura that absorbs something prohibited by your liban, that requires liban. That sounds like a little bit bala hetera, the bali yisura that makes a difference if it absorbs something permitted or something forbidden. But I remember Ben Tam says, "Hold the camel on this, that we hold the sakim by liban, that a knife needs liban, hechad yisura bala, where it absorbs something prohibited, and dafka be issed, that's specifically by issed the sakim gedoyla, by a large knife, shederach litzlis babasar, where it's normal to roast meat with that knife." Dekanami, precise reading also, the Ketanim Tesefta says in the Tesefta, Hasakin Bashvudin Machulu, that it's comparing Sakin and Dumin Deshvudin, Vaaskalo, the knife compared to like a spit and a griddle. Abasakin Ketanim, but small knives, Shein Derech Litzes Baham Basa, that's not normal to roast meat on them, Vandi Saikalu Bagala, therefore sure it's enough with Hagala, Abishal Agachavim, even that of an Anju. Vrivam Atzach Libun, however, the Rebbe required liban gam and sakin the ketanim even by small knives lafish pa'amim because at times derech lahapach ben basal gabek cholim sometimes you use even the small knife to turn over the meat that's roasting on the coals and therefore that's on the fire which requires liban. But a bein tam aimer he says the zayin the kar tashmishal de'or. No, that wouldn't call it the utility through the fire. Kiven ein tashmish kabul de'or since it's not normally used in a permanent way on the fire. Saga bagala it's enough for agala. B'chem Yerushalmi so the Yerushalmi tamim that says hadad him this tells of a sack and cotton by a small knife. Ava bagadla by liban by a large knife it's where you require liban. But v'yesh litzchas esaraya you could reject that proof. The kama hasam because the Yerushalmi is saying about the mahad the kama that it's saying hasak and shafav v'itar b'chula that the knife you scrape it and it's okay. Ama mashma obviously it sounds like that but saying but to my cold but saying it like a chilek. You're right by cold is no different mitashmisha de'or. Or being ain't tashmisha there, or whether if you use it on the fire, didn't use it on the fire because you're using for cold. But regarding that you use in the fire, maybe that wouldn't be a raya. Mafash Rebbe Chanan Hayushalmi Kain who. That's how he explains the Yerushalmi. Hadad detayma, this tells of a sack and cotton, my small knife, she'im regilis li'is bogumis. So it's not, it's toma for cold, not toma for hot. That is, there's no, it doesn't usually have the holes in it. Vein balua bogumis, and there's nothing absorbed in the holes. The basag bin itzis karka, it's enough to stick into the ground. A basag and cotton, but large knife, shederach li'is bogumis, that's normal to have these holes, shech liban, then it does require liban. The benaitz bakarka, because when you stick it into the ground, ain't a mile shav shavalahavar isra nidvik bogumis, because then it's sticking in the ground. It's not enough to scrape off and to remove the prohibition that is stuck into the holes. But saying that they were even to cut cold, that's why you have to go ahead and require liban. It's not enough to do just in boiling hot water. Even for cold, because hagala is not effective. Only to get rid of to bring out the prohibited blias that are in the knife. It's not good enough to remove the prohibition that's stuck in it. But sticking to the ground, that's good to get rid of the prohibition that's stuck in it. But since this holes, then it's not going to remedy to remove the prohibition that's stuck. Only by doing liban. Mekamakam nitchas haraid Rabbein Tam Nishalmi. Now, however, the proof from the Rabbein Tam Nishalmi is rejected. Le Marakal B'Tashmish Al Deor, like we explained, it's not talking about when you're utilizing it on the fire. Rabbein Baruch Miash Baraya, he actually resolves the proof. This I have to explain to Yerushalmi. How did the Tema? This tells a besak and cotton by small knife, shen tashmish alay ur, that's not used through the fire. Besak when it's his kark and it's not sticking to the ground. Hafel lachtach ba reseach, even to cut something hot. Beishlitin tam, and mishum the stam sak and cotton, and the reason for this would be because generally a small knife, ain't tashmish rak betain, is only used for cold. Bein belay klab betaychay, it's not really having anything absorbed inside of it. Rak nidvik ben bechutz, only stuck from the outside. Av a gold, but a large one, tashmish bereish, that's used for hot. Vekam tashmish alay ur, and that's also used on the fire, hilkach by liban. Therefore, you have to have liban lachtach but to cut something hot. Kachnir lemayir liyasha pirsha bein baruch. That's how it seems to my teacher to resolve the interpretation of bein baruch. But mayir and my teacher says a hodikam ha'acha. This says of heinoyse es upon bakarki. You stick it 10 times in the ground. Hain dafka bakarka kosh. That's specifically hard ground. Shima versa shuman b'shafa. That removes the fattiness and it scrapes it. But not soft ground. Shima versa shuman. That doesn't remove the fattiness. V'gam lekarka kosh yesem medai. But also not if the ground is too hard. But dafka nakat karka b'loy em b'loy efer b'loy karka raka. So it says specifically earth and not stone and not ashes and not soft ground. The next says, "Mat begin the words of the Gemara." Itkar ma da avat the bor orto. Do you remember what you did last night? It's Pesach when Rashi explains. Shigalim shtei shvachis that he sent them 2 maidservants. Rabbi Yehuda lekibla, he didn't take the maidservant. The bati kabla and he did. But benir de lechata bezer says he didn't really sin regarding this. Shadayin ha yebet ksas. He was still a little bit of a slave. Shemaukav get shichur because he didn't get his document of emancipation. I'm reading Pergas Soryuch like the Gemara Kedushin of Ayin Mabez. Bati bartuvi beramas ruche. He was arrogant. Leshokol gita de chirusa. He didn't take the get shichur. So he actually could be with a shivcha. But it's just saying he's still, you know, he wasn't on the level of, so therefore he didn't do needs of him. Hadin lachasech asapol. We shall return to the fifth parak of Masechta Vayetzara. Parak asech asapol. With slikla Masechta Vayetzara, we have concluded Masechta Vayetzara with Taisus with Siyata Deshmaya.